Alexander Kulish, fleeing with his wife and young daughter from the Russian invasion of Ukraine, written by Colorado poet Robert Cooperman, narrated by Charles Rammelkamp. First, Sophia wrote Maria's name on our little girl's back, in case. Then we took turns printing each other's information on our own spines as if a suicide pact. Then we drove from our ruined city with the speed of terror for the Polish border, avoiding main roads and stalled caravans of cars and trucks trying to outrun Putin's bullets, bombs, tanks, and shells. Former KGB, he'd poison all of Ukraine, but that would deprive his army of the pleasure of reducing us to cinders, as Hitler had gloated over pulverizing London. Finally, we're at the border, led into Poland to breathe a bit, until Putin invades here, too. I taught literature at the university, have never held a rifle, don't own one, never tempted to prove my manhood by shooting an unoffending stag or boar. Still, I tell Sophia I must go back, even if it's to certain death, though that thought turns my bowels to water. Her stares halfway between a slap of, "Don't be stupid, we need you," and a kiss of, "My brave Alec." How I wish she'd order me not to leave her and Maria, but I'd never be able to look at her or myself if I hid with my two darlings.